Brian Nichols is in custody. A little over half an hour ago, police in Georgia apprehended him in an apartment complex in North Atlanta. Nichols is the fugitive accused of killing a judge, a court reporter, and a sheriff's deputy at the Fulton County Courthouse in Atlanta yesterday before escaping. Another person was seriously injured. NPR's Kathy Lohr joins us from Atlanta. Kathy, big morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
What just happened?
It has been a big morning in Atlanta. Brian Nichols is in custody. He apparently had gone to an apartment in Duluth, Georgia. That's in Gwinnett County, north of Atlanta. And police said that a woman had escaped from an apartment there, called them, and directed police to the apartment complex. So then dozens of police, the FBI, ATF, surrounded the apartment complex, and they moved in. A SWAT team moved in, and they basically got him without incident. They said police said he gave up without a struggle. And there they found the blue pickup truck that was stolen. They found that was stolen this morning from a U.S. Customs agent who was also found killed this morning.
Let's go into that, because in many ways the narrative of events this morning begin with the discovery of that body of the customs agent. If you could tell us that part of the story.
This body of a U.S. Customs agent was found this morning. His truck was stolen, a badge was stolen, his weapon was stolen, and his ID. And police said that whoever took the officer's truck was a cop killer, but they did not link the shooting to Brian Nichols, still have not. Again, the pickup truck was found at the apartment where they did find Nichols, so you can make your own assertions about that.
Have we learned in say, the intervening 18 hours, any more about the details of Brian Nichols' escape yesterday?
Well, there's, I guess, been a lot of speculation about whether he was still in town in Atlanta or whether he had gone to another state. The search area had been expanded. They were looking for a green Honda Accord for many, many hours, all evening into the morning. And that green Honda Accord was found in the parking garage overnight. So that was carjacked from a newspaper reporter, and apparently they had thought he had carjacked several different vehicles. So when the news of the blue pickup truck was found this morning, it was thought, well, by then he had probably come up with some other vehicle or some possible other mode of transportation for a getaway. So when actually that vehicle turned out to be in a parking lot, and there he was, I think people were very surprised that it ended so quickly and really peacefully.
And he apparently changed clothes, took some guy's coat, sport coat, at some point, didn't he? There was video of that today.
And, you know, he had taken a jacket from a CNN reporter yesterday. So this person was very smart, and we don't know, I guess, possibly looking for help from friends also is what we've heard. So we really, it's been a very surprising day.
NPR's Kathy Lohr, thanks very much.
Thank you.